This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Happy Times Podcast.
Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
I know it's been a long time, and I'm not here to say sorry. I'm not here to apologize because I'm not sorry. I'm not apologetic about being gone. I don't feel that way. At first I did. I felt like I needed to do something. And I think that's probably one of the worst positions to be in as a creator, is feeling like you need to do something, like you need to get something done, or else your life is a failure. Or you just feel so much pressure in order to get things done. And that's a really, really hard spot to be in. And I honestly don't expect a lot of you to be able to relate to that at all. And I don't. I really don't. But I'm here to explain to you. I was gone because I felt lost. I took my breaks because I felt trapped. I took my break because I didn't know where I was going. And all those things kind of like come back to the same meaning of I felt lost. And so if you're listening to this, I'm guessing you feel lost as well. And I'm going, you guys know the whole idea behind this podcast is it's called The Happy Times. You know, we're here to talk. We're here to get emotional. We're here to have a real conversation. And with that being a real conversation, this is not scripted. There are no notes. This is one topic and we are here to talk about it. So you feel lost. I did too. I still do. I always will. And that's okay. So the way I've thought about it is that I think there are two different types of being lost. One, overwhelmed, which means you know what you need to do. You know everything. But you just feel so overwhelmed to get it done. You overworked yourself to the point that you can't know left from right, and you just don't know where to go because you have worked so freaking hard to the point that you're burnt out. And with that being said, you feel lost. With everything in mind, there's just nothing left to think about other than giving up. And then that puts you in the position of not knowing what to do with the rest of your life. But little do you know, you actually want to do what you know, you gave up on because you just overworked yourself. And that's fine. I get that. And the second type of feeling lost is that you have no fucking clue where you're going. And that's okay. Listen, when I was 16 years old, and you guys know the story, when I was 16 years old and I suffered from my concussions and everything, I was playing hockey, you know, that was my little career path that I wanted to go on with myself. And then I got a lot of concussions and I couldn't play anymore. And that really destroyed my little career that I had planned in my head, that destroyed my whole entire dream. And so I went to school, and in school, I studied interactive multimedia design. But before that, I just fell upon YouTube. I fell into this little hole of making YouTube videos, right? And then it started to get a little bit more successful, and that was cool. That was amazing, right? But I didn't know what I was doing, and I still don't. I still don't know what I'm doing, and that's okay. You know, I just woke up one day, and next thing you know, my video had a lot of views, and I figured, oh shit, I should probably keep going this. So I studied interactive multimedia in college, and design, sorry, interactive multimedia design in college. And I kind of just like fell into this little groove of what I'm doing now. And it wasn't because I knew exactly what I was doing. Like, there's another YouTuber. Her name is called Elle Mills. I've been friends with her for a while. She's been on my channel many times. And she's been on this podcast many times, actually. And she approached me at the beginning of her career in YouTube and said, I want to be a YouTuber. And she knew from the start she wanted to be a YouTuber. Now, there's not many YouTubers who are like that. There are not. Maybe nowadays, but back, you know, I started YouTube, what was it? Like 7 years ago, 8 years ago. And everyone then just, there was no goal. It was just, you know, you felt alone. You felt lost. And so you created this little community for yourself. And that's what that, anyways, I'm not trying to get off topic or make this all about me, but this is about me. So welcome to the podcast. I didn't know what I was doing. Right. And this goes to show you that your life has paths. And even if you don't know where you're going at that moment, it's okay. It's going to work itself out. I had no idea where I was going. My entire life crumbled. And next thing you know, a huge path opened up. And I didn't even know I was going down it. But I just got kind of pushed down it. And I'm very thankful. This sounds so negative, but I'm very, very thankful. Sorry, I actually, every time during my podcast, I never have anything to drink. So I have something to drink today. So now we have those two types, right? We have overwhelmed and we have no fucking clue. I probably should have came up with a better title. Which one are you? I want you to think about that during this podcast. I want you to think, which one am I? If I'm listening to this, I feel lost. And if I feel lost, which type of lost? Now, I recently just released a song called Dream Chaser, and which is kind of funny because it's kind of about, you know, having a dream and wanting to chase it. And my buddy Matt, he hit me up, Matt Walden, he made Milestone with me, and he hit me up and he was like, hey man, like, I have this little thing and I just want you to like yell about being a dreamer on it. And I was like, okay, all right, I think I can do this. So I hopped in my Jeep. If you don't know, I recorded Milestone and This Is Love in my Mini. So I'm a big car guy when it comes to music, apparently. So I hopped in my Jeep and I went to my favorite spot and it was raining. And I just screamed in my car about dreams, about where I want to go. And for some reason, I didn't have to write anything. For some reason, it was built down inside me that there was something that I was talking about that was so freaking passionate that it just came out, that it just rolled off my tongue. And it just got me thinking that I think we all have our dreams. We all have things that we want to do. We all have things where, you know, we wake up and we immediately think of. And I think we just kind of need that push. And if you're somebody like me, you need a push with a little extra help. So you guys know my buddy Jesus, right? So I'm going all over the place. You know my buddy Jesus, right? So a while back, we were sitting in his driveway, and he was yelling at me. He was like, dude, you gotta make music, man. I was like, I can't sing. He's like, you gotta do it. And if he just told me that, you know, which he did, I didn't do anything. But then Matt came along, and he was like, dude, I agree. Let's do it. And then I was like, yeah, I have this audio and I really, really think it can be something. And Matt, you know, he lent his hand to me to then guide me. And so I needed a push and I needed some guidance. And that's not a bad thing. That is not an awful thing to need. You know, there's a reason why people have business partners. There's a reason why we do group projects. There's a reason why you have friends. And no, it's not just because you're popular, Becky. Excuse me, Corona. Sorry, bad joke. The other reason why I've been gone for a while for the podcast is because the world's a very, 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 very tough spot to live on right now. And I needed a break. I needed, I this didn't become an outlet. This became just something that was another thing to do in the world. And the world just, I just needed to be quiet. Okay. If that makes sense. Not with the whole BLM. I'm not trying to say it like that. I'm just saying there was a lot going on in the world and more attention needed to be had than for my podcast. And there was a lot of stuff going on. So I apologize about the Corona joke. I'm just going to say it right there, but you know, it's kind of funny. And probably shouldn't have said kind of funny. Fuck, I'm not good at this. So I needed a helping hand when I started making music and I started writing stuff and I started writing poetry and everything like that. And when I started writing my book, I didn't know anything until I read it to a friend and she was like, that's really good. And then I started reading it to more people and they're like, oh, that'd be cool. What if you write about this? And then I started reading it to you guys and then you helped along. And so I'm somebody who needs a push and who needs somebody to help. And that's a certain type that I am. And some people just need a push. Some people need a helping hand the whole entire way. Everyone's different. And that's what I'm trying to say here. And I hope you're understanding me. I hope you're hearing me the way I'm actually trying to say it. So I took a break from the podcast because I felt lost. I felt unmotivated. I felt like I was doing the same thing. And I felt so underappreciated by myself, underloved by myself. You know, I put a lot of hard work into this and I don't get anything in return. There's no compensation. There's no revenue from this podcast. This podcast is 100% free and I've been doing it for 2 years for 100% free. I think we've had, well, not 100% free, maybe 99% because we've had one ad on this. And so then I was watching these videos and podcasts and everyone started a podcast in quarantine. And I was like, holy shit. And everyone's just talking about how much money they're making. I'm like, I don't want to do that. Like I get like having ads, it's important, but I just, I just felt so like I wasn't doing it right, you know? And then I was like, oh, maybe I need a co-host. And for the longest time, I was just so unmotivated and lost. And that's because I was constantly comparing myself to others. And if you're sitting here and you're thinking about the thing that you're lost with, and you're thinking about the competitors that you have, then I think you're thinking about it wrong. It's not a bad thing to look at your surroundings and see who you're competing against and see who your competitors are and everything like that. That's not a bad thing. But to constantly do it is an awful thing. If I'm sitting here and I'm comparing my podcasts and my videos and my music and everything one by one, you know, when you go on like, I don't know, for me, when I go on a camera site and I'm looking at lenses and it says, compare this lens to this lens, and I hit that button. You know, that's a direct comparison. And that's what a lot of us do with each other, with our businesses, with our mindsets, with even our loved ones, with our relationships. We think, I fucking hate the relationship goals comments on pictures. You know, we're constantly comparing ourselves to one another and we're doing it on purpose. We're doing it because we feel lost and we feel scared and we want to fail. So stop doing it. Stop doing it right now. Sound like a friggin' mother. I'm not here to be a mother. So how to get it back? So I'm back at this podcast because I felt lost. I felt unmotivated. But I'm back because I love it. And I think the most important thing I did and the reason why I didn't apologize and I'm not saying sorry for being gone is because I needed a break. It's really, really important to need a break. You know, you look at artists. You look at musical artists like Justin Bieber. That man took the biggest break in musical history. And yet he's back being number one. Maybe not number one, but you know what I mean. He's back. He's back, baby. Bieber's back. And he needed that break. You can tell. You can tell he needed it. He needed to. You see these YouTubers and they're like, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to come back next week. I'm going to do this. Hey, guys, what's up? I'm back. 4 months later, they're back. You know, it's just not it. They need their break. They need to be gone for that 4 months. They need to be gone for that year and 4 months. They need their break. And what they need to do during it is reevaluate. Reevaluating your life and yourself and what you do is huge. And so this may be you in your life choice and your career choice. And to you who's listening, I don't know why you were listening. I will never know why you were listening. But I'm telling you this in a general aspect, reevaluate your life and understand if it's something you actually love. I think one of the biggest things that I've asked myself recently is why? Why do I do what I do? Why do I come back? Why do I keep recording? Why do I keep talking about it? And my answer is because there's people out there who still feel alone when I'm screaming, saying I'm going through the same thing. And that's a huge thing for me. And, you know, I go out with my hockey boys, I go out with my friends, and, you know, they're having their fun, and I kind of lose the mindset. I become like this, not like an awful person, but I just lose this mindset of like why I do what I do, why I'm here for mental health. And it hits me when one of my boys comes up to me and goes, "Hey man, you know, I'm really struggling with work, or I'm really struggling with this girl, and I don't know what, I'm breaking down, man. I don't know what to do." And they completely break down in front of me. Or I read a DM from you guys, and you guys are messaging me being like, I need your help. Or you're saying that I'm really helping you. And those really, really help me understand why I do what I do. And I know this might not be relatable for you, because you may not go out there and you may not have your friends have questions or have fans DM you or anything like that. But what I'm trying to say is that I think you should pay attention to those little tiny points that people are yelling at you, or that you can realize for yourself. There are these little tiny points in life that we cannot miss. We cannot miss them. They're so important. If I didn't listen to my friends, if I didn't allow that to be felt by me, or if I didn't read my DM, you know, if I just closed off my heart, I wouldn't be here. So listen to yourself. Listen to yourself when you ask why. Actually think about it. And if you don't feel lost because you were overwhelmed, then you feel lost because you don't know where you're going. And that's fine. And that's completely okay. If you don't know where you're going, then you're like 99% of the population of this world. Even with the people who know exactly what they want to do, a lot of them don't know what they want to do. But they know what they want to do. You know what I mean? It's like it's in the back of their head. But some people genuinely do not know what they want to do. And I can really relate to that. I love doing what I do. Don't get me wrong. But at the end of the day, if you ask me what job I would do if I didn't have this, I don't have an answer. And I don't believe this is considered a job. So I really don't have an answer for you. There's nothing I'd rather do. There's nothing I want to do. There's a lot of stuff I want to do, obviously. But there's nothing that comes to mind right away. And that's completely okay. Think about it like this. Like, I went to school and what? You take fucking English, you take geography, you take history, you take math, you take science, you take gym. You know, none of that is interesting. And the only thing that was interesting was gym, and I can't do that. I can still work out and stuff like that and run, but I can't play the as competitive as I want to. You know what I mean? And so what else is there? Nothing. And I was just raised, and I believe a lot of us are raised, with thinking that those are the only options. Those are the only options that are out there to succeed in life. It's to become a doctor or become a lawyer or know how to do some shit that other people don't, you know? And if you want to do that, that's awesome. I'm not trying to bash you at all. If one of those things is yours, then that's freaking amazing. You're one of those people who maybe just feel overwhelmed, but you have a clue. You know where you're going. And so you need to acknowledge that, because there are people out there who have no idea what they want to do with their lives. And to those people, I want you to listen up. Tomorrow. All right? Tomorrow. Do I say that weird? Tomorrow. Sorry. Tomorrow, when you wake up in the morning, I guarantee you there's something on your mind. And don't tell me because there isn't. Because there is. There is something on your mind. And it could be the simplest little things. It could be, oh, I need to call my friend. Oh, I should do this. Oh, I should clean the dishes. Oh, I should go for a run. Oh, I should really, you know, clean up my closet. Oh, I should do my taxes. Oh, I really want to take this photo. I'm going to go take this photo. You know, there's going to be something on your mind that you want to do. And I don't know what you need to hear, but do it. Get it done. And I promise you, you're going to feel fulfilled. there are so many days in my life. That's a lie. There aren't. Every single day. Sorry, I didn't finish my sentence. There's so many days in my life where I feel like I don't do anything. And that's a lie. Because I do something every single day. I was hanging out with my girlfriend's friend and I was hanging out with Angelica and her friend. And sorry, her name's Angelica. I hate calling her my girlfriend. I just think it's so weird. She has a name. And so we were hanging out with her friend and she was like, oh my God, I feel like you guys do so much in a day. And I was like, what? Like, what do you mean? What do you mean by that? She's like, I feel like do one thing. I was like, you don't do one thing. What do you do? She's like, well, I feel like I have like one outing. Like if I have to go grocery shopping, I get up and then go grocery shopping and I come home and that's my outing for the day. Or I plan that I have to go see a friend and then that's it. And that's my outing for the day. And that's what I do for my day. And she was like, but you guys, you know, you go to the dog park, you go out filming, you go out taking photos, you go adventure somewhere, you go shopping, you go to the grocery store, you come back, you start cooking, you know, you go for a run, you work out. And I'm like, yeah, that's just fucking ADHD right there. That's just the way I've always lived. I've always done crazy stuff every single day. I would go to school. I would do my stuff. I would come home. I would immediately go to hockey practice. Then after that, I'd probably go to soccer practice. And then actually, no, not those two. Those are two different seasonal sports. Whatever. You don't understand what I'm saying here. I was just always on the go. And I always have been. That's just how I was raised. But that's also how I'm kind of wired. Like I always have to be doing something. I don't think I've stopped working. I went to the cottage to take a little break off everything. My mom looked at me and she's like, Joey, you look like you need a break. And I was like, okay, Ma, I'll take a break. So I went to a cottage and it was actually the busiest time I've ever had in my whole entire life. Frankie actually had a brand deal with Liam Payne and Alesso. And then I had something with Lauv for his blue initiative. His Blue Thoughts initiative, I apologize. And then I also had this amazing business opportunity. Then I also dropped the Stay You Tie-Dye hoodies, which sold out in a record time. So thank you for that, guys. And then Dream Chaser randomly dropped that night. And that was one of the busiest nights. And you know what that led me to? Do you know? I'm sure you could not probably figure this out. That led me to feeling overwhelmed. And then that led me to feeling lost. I went on a trip to decompress and do no work. And I came back feeling lost within life and within my job. And that's because I burnt out. And I burnt out in a week. It's tough. And so if you're listening to this, take your breaks. It's really, really important. If you're overwhelmed, take your fucking break. No clue where you are going in life. Wake up tomorrow. Wake up tomorrow and write it down. Don't even write it down. Screw it. Do it. Just wake up, think of it, and do it. You're probably thinking of it before you go to bed. You know what the best types of like waking up is? I'll let you answer. You don't have it? What the heck? Okay, the best type of waking up, I guess it would be the best types of going to bed. The best types of going to bed is when you have an idea, you have something to do the next day that you are so excited for that you can't sleep. And for me, that's, oh gosh, that's a bunch of things. For me, one week it's vlogging, one week it's taking photos, one week it's a new song, one week it's new merch, one week it's a new podcast. It's a bunch of stuff. But sometimes it's just, you know, I get so excited that I get to go to an Australian Shepherd meetup with my dog, you know, and that's happening this Sunday. I'm super excited about it. I'm fucking ecstatic about it. Anyways, I'm really pumped. Okay. They're so cute. Okay. I can't stop thinking about it. I get really excited for that. And that's just something it's the best feeling in the entire world. For some reason, you go to bed and you're like, okay, it's like 3 a.m. and you still wake up and you wake up at like 7 or 8 and whatever, you're still excited, and for some reason you didn't need any more sleep, for some reason that you are just amped to the highest level possible. And I think that's just the best feeling ever. And to be honest with you, I want to wake up like that every single day. But the matter of the fact is, you can't, because that will lead to you being overwhelmed. Okay, I want you to understand that. You can't go 100% all the time. You know, you see these motivational videos and it's like, give your all the time. And yeah, you know, but you also have to give your all in taking breaks. And that's really, really important. So if you feel lost, I really hope you don't feel alone, because you're not. You are really, really not alone. And I guess I have to leave you with one final thing, which the last thing I said was kind of sweet. You know, you're not alone and everything. But the final thing, and I hate to say this, but this is what I needed to hear recently. You are not lost. You are lazy. Yep. I needed to hear that. And so the reason why I needed to hear that is I've wanted to do this thing called like the daily self-care with my, just with my brand and everything. Is that I've had a script written for a TV show, to be honest with you. I've had that for a very long time. And that's basically, it was called like a guide to life, Joey Kidney. And it was about trying new things to be the best me, you know, to better my life. And, you know, it fell through. The company didn't want to buy it. Nobody wanted to buy it. And, well, nobody wanted to pitch it, apparently. I don't know what happened. It just fell through, okay? And so I was on a run the other day, and I was like, fuck, I'm so tired of, you know, not feeling good. Not looking in the, like, it's not about looking in the mirror and feeling good. It's about feeling good. So you don't even have to look in the mirror. And so if you guys haven't followed me on Instagram, it's at Joey Kidney. If you haven't followed me on TikTok, it's also at Joey Kidney. And on TikTok, I started this, and it's called the Daily Self-Care. And basically, I broke it down into 5 groups. Working out, 2, eating, 3, mental health, 4, journaling, and 5, turning off. And this is something that I've wanted to do for a while. And this always happens when I'm on a run. And I was on this run, and I was thinking to myself, I was like, why do people not get up and move? And it's not because they're unable to, because I wouldn't be that much of a dick to tell somebody who's incapable of moving to move. But it's because we're lazy. You know, I understand there's a lot of mental health issues out there, and I battle my own as well. And so it's a really tough thing to do. But at some point, it just becomes laziness. You know, I could be depressed all day, but to get up and go outside and walk, for me, that was being lazy. And so I don't know if you need to hear that at all, but maybe you're not lost and maybe you're just lazy. And put your guns down there, okay? I am not trying to put you on the spot. I'm not trying to say anything mean, okay? All I'm saying is maybe that's just what you need to hear. So maybe, you know, you're lost because you're overwhelmed. Maybe you're lost because you have no fucking clue where you want to go. Or maybe you're lost because, well, you're not. You're just lazy. So those are the 3 things. And I just want you to know again that you are not alone in any of them. Because to be honest with you, if you haven't noticed, I felt every single one of those. I feel overwhelmed, lost. I feel no fucking clue, lost. And I feel lazy, lost. So you're not alone. I promise you, I'm here with you. Also, that's it for today's podcast. But don't leave yet, okay? Don't leave yet. If you're a dedicated listener, please listen. So for the longest time, I've wanted to do like a guest on the podcast, or I wanted to have a co-host, but I love rambling. I love talking about a subject on my own. I love it, but I also like talking to other people, right? And so I was thinking to myself, you know, I love having the fans on the podcast, but it's so much work all the time to like coordinate times to talk to people. And so I was thinking to myself, right? Okay. Whoa, are you ready? 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 Here we go. So I want you guys to be featured on this podcast. So basically, here's what I'm thinking. You're going to record a voice memo and send it in saying a problem you have, a question you have, anything. It's kind of like a Q&A, but you can give me like an issue that you're having and I could probably give advice on it. And so basically, all I'm going to ask you to do is take a voice memo on your phone, iPhone, Android, whatever the heck you're doing. If you're using an Android, then listen, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to work out. You know, I don't know. Okay, I'm just kidding. You can use anything. Just record a voice note and send it to, what is my email? Just send it to joeykidneyvlogs@gmail.com. Okay, joeykidneyvlogs@gmail.com. And what I want you to do is record a voice memo, ask your question, say an issue, say the whole scenario that you're having. Try not to make it like, I don't know, like crazy long. Okay, listen, I got ADHD. I don't know how to say it. I'm going to lose interest. Okay. It's not that I don't care about you. I do. I really do. Okay. It's just, you know, hold on. I lost my train of thought. I just really want to help you guys and I want to feature you guys in the podcast. So I really hope you enjoy the idea and thank you guys so much for listening. If you listen this far, please share it on your Instagram story. I would love to see the people who are like dedicated listeners. And I just want to say thank you to every single person who listens, even if you don't listen this far. But if I say this now to the people who don't even listen this far, they'll never actually hear it. So I'm just going to say thank you to the people who are actually listening this far. I love you guys very much. Thank you. And send in your voice memos so I can continue to create podcasts. It also gives me ideas. Thank you. Stay you, stay beautiful, and I'll talk to you guys next time.